Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise as we shift gears into the travel portion of the show. I am Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean. First hour went pretty smooth.
I didn't catch that because I didn't put my headphones on time.
Oh, you don't? Oh. Well, we kind of cruised right along in the first hour. So, anyway, we're going to cruise right along through this hour. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Did you catch that? All right. The number to call is 760-440-8255. Lots of things going on this hour of the show. We're going to give away some tickets to the Riverside County Fair. We have passes for a family four-pack. That number that you need to call is 760-440-8255. But don't call yet, because I wanted to tell you all about a story that happened on our Quartzsite trip, and I want Sean to hear this, because he hasn't heard this story yet. But it was a really good story. We went to Quartzsite on Wednesday with the bus trip with Adult Customized Tours. Partner up with them. Of course, they're sponsors of the show as well. Really a nice association for me and for them. We have a lot of fun doing this together. And I took a busload of people to Quartzsite, a big bus, too. Not a small bus, a big bus. And we spent the afternoon there. We did not get to go to the geoglyphs because the rain had washed out the roads that lead to the geoglyphs in Blythe. They washed them out. There's no cars, no buses, nothing able to go there. In fact, they say nobody's going to be going to the geoglyphs in Blythe there until they go in there with a grader, and it's going to be quite a while. So if you're planning on going out there, sorry, not going to happen because they're all washed out. Anyway, so we're in the bus and off we go, and everybody's having a great time. We had two stops at the big RV tent, the big tent area with all the swap meets. We have the main town drop off. We have that going on, lots of stuff, and it definitely, everybody's having a great time. And I'm kind of seeing people here and there. I didn't really stay with any one group. I was out doing my own shopping, doing my own thing. And then the bus driver called me, Captain Bob. He calls me and says that one of our guests today, her and a friend, took a ride with a couple older gentlemen over to a Mexican restaurant. Yeah, they wanted to go, and the bus wasn't taking them there. So they asked these guys if they could give them a ride, and they did. But Joyce is her name, left her purse in their truck. Her purse with their phone number, her keys to her house, her car, everything.
Wow.
Left it in the back of this pickup truck. She did not know the name of the guys. They were just really nice older guys. Happy to help, exactly. So she wanted to, they invited them in for lunch. To go into the restaurant. They didn't want to have lunch, dropped them off. Anyway, I never heard. She never said a word, never complained. One time, not. So I saw her when we were all getting on the bus. I kind of ran into him. I said, Joyce, did you get your purse back? She said, no, I didn't. She said, well, I'm hoping, and I try to do good things for people all the time. I'm hoping that it happens to me.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even know the name of these guys.
Right.
Nothing, really. They were just some nice guys. Anyway, we're riding home. We're almost back to the Coachella Valley, and I gave away a lot of prizes on the bus. We had a lot of fun. Not one time did she complain. And the weather was perfect. Anyway, she says, can I use your phone to call my roommate to come pick me up? I said, sure. So she calls her roommate, and she gets off the phone. She said, you'll never believe this, Françoise. And, of course, I had to tell everybody on the bus that one of the guys found the purse, called her house, and told her roommate that they will FedEx it back on Monday.
That's awesome.
Is that awesome or what?
So they were do-gooders. They were good people.
They were great people. And like I say, and I was just so happy for her because she's just a genuinely nice person. And if it would have been me, I'd have been a nervous wreck. I would have ruined the whole trip for everyone.
Right, because it would have ruined the rest of your trip, too.
Yeah, it would ruin. But she never said one word. So anyway, that's the moral of the story. All went well, and she got her purse back, and she never one time complained. And I was looking at the town of course, Quartzsite was hopping. You can go now. All these shows run until the end of February. They have gem, mineral, rock, you name it. They have RVs. I was in Gem World a lot of the time. A lot of people went over to the big tent and came back to the main street. They do. The only thing they don't have is a shuttle that will take you back and forth. You have to drive, and there's a lot of cars there right now. So give yourself plenty of time to get from one point A to point B. But I picked up this little book about Quartzsite, which, remember, they used to have the camels. They used to train camels out there in the desert for our troops. So if they had to go fight in the desert, they would know how to handle it. But in their Quartzsite Town Park, and there's only about 3,600 people that live there year-round, they have a metal-detecting area. I don't get this. Would you go to the park and metal detect in the same area all the time? I don't think so.
No, it would not. Wouldn't work.
I don't get this. What I do, I'd be out in those parking lots where all the people are parking their car, and after they walk, you know, wherever.
Right.
That's where I'd be metal detecting.
Well, yeah, because everybody's going to drop stuff.
They're going to drop stuff. So I saw that, and I thought, okay. Anyway, but a fun time was had by all. If you missed it, sorry, but we had a great time. Maybe next year we'll do it again. All right, Traveling with Francoise, television show. I'm filming tomorrow out by the Salton Sea. It's not going to be about the Salton Sea and the doom and gloom. It's going to be about some fascinating spots I have found out there that visitors from all over the world go to, that for those of us, not me, but for those of you out there that are so busy bashing the sea all the time that you don't realize that these things are out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen a couple of things that I had no idea.
Yeah. No idea. So I'm really excited. It's going to be a fun day. My mind's already shifted in those kind of gears. So that will be. We are going to replay the alpaca episode because of the rains kind of messed up everything for me. I was supposed to film this last week at the beginning of the week and almost have it done by now to ready to drop into the spot for TV this coming up week. But that didn't happen. So we're going to replay the alpaca show for 2 weeks because there's a lot of visitors that are in town, snowbirds, that did not see that show.
I finally caught the second one.
Oh, good. Okay. What'd you think?
I liked it. Yeah. I'll tell you right now that your pinball place was way bigger than I was thinking it was going to be.
It is.
I know you said it was big, but I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I was like, wow, no, it's really big.
Well, we're actually going to have John Weeks, the founder of that, on the show. I think on the 19th, he'll be on the show to talk about the Pinball Museum and the upcoming event there, and they're going to give me some tickets to give away also. Yeah, pretty awesome. Everybody wants those tickets. Yeah, they all want to go. Everyone wants to go to the Pinball Museum. Now, if he can only figure out a way to open it all the time because of the cost to turn that place on.
When powering comes in sections, that's throw a kink into things.
Yeah, I saw his box is an electrical box. You got to see that. And he goes, oh, that's just one.
That's funny. I saw on the thing. He said there's a few of them.
Oh, they're all over. Yeah, they're all over. So anyway, Fox 11, Thursdays at noon, Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. Every week. Next trip we have coming up is going to be to Las Vegas. We already have the dates for it, May 10th through 13th. That's 4 days and 3 nights. We are going to visit the Valley of Fire, the Mob Museum, the Springs Preserve, and more. That's in partnership with Adult Customized Tours. I'm going to be the host on that. We're going to take our luxury motor coach, go through the Mojave National Preserve. I do have to find out about that because you need to let them know at first because commercial vehicles can't go through the preserve, so we need to give them a heads up first because it is a tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. For more information, I have it posted on the Traveling with Francoise website, so go there. It is $495 per person. Double occupancy includes transportation, lodging, daily breakfast, attraction, admission fees, and so on. So if you want to just sign up for it now, they don't need any money right now for it. Just put your name on the list. Give them a call at Adult Customized Tours, 760-322-1247. And for all of you ice cream lovers out there, and I know there's a few that might not have anything to do with travel, but the word Kentucky's in it, so I kind of made it up so we can make it sound like it's travel. I thought this was very interesting. Ben and Jerry's. We have a Ben and Jerry's right here at the river.
Yes.
Yes, they do a good job. Lori, she's the owner of Ben and Jerry's. They have a bourbon ice cream coming soon. Ben & Jerry's is putting bourbon, yes, the barrel-aged Pride of Kentucky, into one of its new ice creams this year. The ice cream flavor named Urban Bourbon will be in grocery stores in mid-February along with fellow newcomers Oat of the Swirled. What is this? Oat of this Swirled and Truffle Kerfuffle?
Their names are awesome.
Kerfuffle? What's a kerfuffle? A Swirled and Truffle Kerfuffle. That is another brand.
It just rhymes and it sounds fun.
I guess.
And then Oats of this World. Oats of the Swirled?
Oats of
like
this.
Out of this World.
Swirled?
Right, like Out of this World.
I guess. Oh.
Oats, but I don't know what the other Swirled one is. It must just be the
Oats. That's two different ice cream. Okay. Right. You got. Thank you, Sean. Oats of the Swirled and Truffle Kerfuffle are other new ice creams. Let's see. The Urban Bourbon combines burnt caramel ice cream, almonds, fudge flakes, and a bourbon caramel swirl.
Wow.
That's a mouthful. Sounds good, though.
It does sound good.
I mean, I don't even like bourbon, but it sounds good.
I'm not really a sweets person, but it sounds good. I like to, I'll try it.
I know. I think I might go with the truffle kerfuffle.
I think that one's awesome.
Yeah, just to see what it is. So Ben & Jerry's new ice cream's coming out. They're going to be in the grocery stores. I would imagine, aren't all their ice creams that are in the grocery stores in their stores, too?
I'm not sure.
You would think they would be. But they have to be careful. They can't sell the bourbon ice cream to kids.
Well, I don't think it really has alcohol in it at that point, does it?
Well, it says bourbon, Kentucky bourbon.
I don't know. Like when
and
you
a bourbon caramel swirl.
See, when they make the caramel, I would imagine the alcohol burns out of it.
I don't know. All right. On that note, wasn't I going to give those tickets to the Riverside County Date Festival away, that segment? I guess I didn't. I guess we'll do it when we come back. We'll do it right then and there. When we come back, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. All right, we have four tickets to the Riverside County National Date Festival and Fair that is running in February, what did I say, the 17th through the 26th, something like that. If you want to give us a call at 760-440-8255, that's 760-440-8255. Admission tickets 4-4. The lines are now open, and Sean's just going to randomly pick a caller. So dial it up at 760-440-8255, and good luck to everyone. Remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days, and that's admission passes for four, and I'll mail these out to you. All right, this segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They have a lot of programs coming up, and they're starting their free transportation for first-timers coming up in April, so please take advantage of all this. Give them a call at 760-321-1111. All right, so the phones are, looks like we have a winner for the Riverside County Fair passes. Here's something. I was looking at all my travel news. Scottsdale, Arizona. Remember I told you I stayed at the Talking Stick Resort, and they had all these things over there. They had the Dolphin Aquarium Park there. They also had a baseball field there. I mean, they're going to make this into a huge complex, and they just had the Russo and Steele Collector Automobile Auctions just a week or so ago, and their sales for this auction reaching $22.1 million. They had 780 lots offered with 606 sold. Some of the highest priced cars, a 1954 Mercedes-Benz 300S Cabriolet sold for $423,000. A Ferrari Dino 246 sold for $379,000. This car was a 1973. I tell you, they had some big sales out there. And Talking Stick, I think I need to do a show from out there because they just keep going crazy with all the stuff they're putting out there. So, Sean, do we have a winner?
You do. You have Joby from Indio on the
phone. All right. Hey, Joby, how are you?
Hi, Francois. How are you doing?
I am fine, thanks. How is everything going in your world?
It's going really good. Today, I'm with my sister and her six adopted kids, and we're shooting rockets.
Oh, we're shooting rockets. Okay, where are you shooting the rockets?
Right here by Southwest. They have a nice big park area in the back.
Okay.
And so it's a lot of open space. There's a little wind.
Yeah.
We're holding launching it so far.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Congratulations. So you won four tickets to the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival. How's that?
Oh, it sounds great. My niece Natalie wants to say hi. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Francois.
Hi. Are you having fun shooting the rockets?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just be careful out there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And have fun at the fair.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joby. And make sure that Sean has all your information, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, we're shooting rockets out there. Okay. So if you see any strange things going on in the skies here in the Coachella Valley for our Arizona listeners, you don't have to worry about it. It's just Joby and his kids out there shooting some rockets. All right. Boutique hotels take top. Four small hotels in Palm Springs grab some of the top spots in the 2017 TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice for Hotel Awards. La Maison Hotel landed number 20th spot in the world in the romance category. Hotel California in South Palm Springs received number 12 spot in the world for best service and number one spot in the United States in the same top service category. Desert Riviera in Palm Springs ranked number 3 in the United States with the best service category and number 5 in the United States in the romance category. Little Paradise, another tiny hotel in South Palm Springs, picked up number 11 spot among the top 25 small hotels in the United States. So congratulations going out to them. And tourism, yes, Sean, is Don on the line? Oh, okay. Well, we'll just hold off and see what Donna has to say. Hi, Donna.
Wait, she's not quite ready.
Oh, she's not quite ready.
No,
all
she is.
Right.
She is.
There she is. Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. All right, we are ready to hear what is happening out at Dana Wharf and whale sightings. What's been going on out there?
Lots and lots of gray whales. We are in the height of the southbound gray whale migration. So our customers have been seeing lots of gray whales, lots of fluking, breaching. It's just been a lot of fun, and the weather's perfect.
Oh, it is perfect. And, folks, this is Donna Kalish. She is the general manager of the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching. You've heard Donna comes on the show quite regularly. We're trying to make this a regular segment when we can get a hold of you, Donna, so you can tell us what's happening for those they want to know. They say, Francoise, I see the videos. I post them on the Facebook page, but we want to hear it from you. Now, how often do your boats go out every day so people know what times they can catch the boat up for the next whale watching?
Yes, so typically Dana Wharf whale watching every single day has trips at 10, 12, and 2.
Okay.
Sometimes that changes, so we do recommend that you make reservations, and sometimes the trips sell out. So it's just been really good. Lots of whale sightings, lots of dolphin sightings. This is the time to go. You're pretty much guaranteed to see something right now. It's really good.
Okay, and Don, I have a quick question for you. When do you think is the better time to go? Do you notice more whale action in the morning, midday, or in the afternoon?
Now, that is like the number one question that people ask. there is not a better time. Whales are migrating all the time, all day long. They don't stop to have lunch. They're just constantly migrating. So it is by chance that you will see a whale or dolphin in the area, but we just recommend mostly to go when it's most convenient for you. Sometimes the morning is better if people are a little worried about weather conditions. Mm-hmm. Usually the morning is better, but also that 2 to 4 in the afternoon is beautiful. But our most popular trip, believe it or not, is the 12 to 2. So that is the most popular trip. And I don't know, there's no rhyme or reason, and we don't see more whales at 12 to 2, but that is the most popular time.
All right. Well, so much fun down there at Dana Wharf. Donna Kalish, General Manager, Dana Wharf of Sport Fishing and Whale Watching. The whales are moving. Thanks for the report. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Francois.
All right.
See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Donna. Okay, and you can go to the website, which is danawharf.com. Check it out. Now is the time to go whale watching. All right, and last year, more than 325 million headed outdoors to celebrate the National Park Service's 100th birthday. Yeah, these are a big number. For the third year in a row, park attendance shot up to an all-time high at 325 million visitors compared to the record-breaking 307 million visitors in 2015. Without December numbers, they haven't even been in yet. The winners, though, who had the most action? Grand Canyon had 5.9 million visitors. Yellowstone came in at 4.3 million visitors. Rocky Mountain National Park had 4.5 million visitors. Zion National Park rounded out the top five with 4.3 million visitors. I have been to all of these, and they are all spectacular. So definitely, this will be the year again for people going to the national parks. They're just getting a lot of attention, and they're just beautiful everywhere. At any national park you go to, they are just beautiful. All right, in Oregon, they are looking to build a pot-friendly RV park planned for rural Oregon. Yes, an Oregon company wants to build this pot-friendly RV park. The company that supplies warehouse space for marijuana growers is eyeing property near Lake Selmac in Josephine County. The park will be called Smoke on the Water. Smoke on the Water.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, that is Smoke on the Water. I don't know. The company already has 15,000 square foot facility in Eagle Point, Oregon, where it offers for lease or sale indoor grow spaces, which are all occupied. The company is also working toward building a 48,000 square foot commercial marijuana processing facility in Eugene. So perhaps if you've been thinking about relocating, you might want to go to Smoke on the Water in Oregon, in Josephine County, near Lake Selmec. All right, they're planning that. I don't think I'll be there, but anyway. And in Phoenix, what's going on in Phoenix? Well, the Raceway invites fans and media for the second annual preview testing event for the Verizon IndyCar Series on Saturday, February 11th. This happens on the 11th. The Phoenix Raceway announced this, that they will have this event, the entire field of drivers and teams, as they prepare to race under the lights in the Phoenix Grand Prix, which is Saturday, April 29th. So you can go on out there. Really fun. It says parking for the preview test session is free. And for more information, go to thephoenixraceway.com. That is a huge raceway out there. They're already selling tickets for the April's Phoenix Grand Prix. They are on sale now from $35 to $70. Children are $10. And I tell you, these are Grand Prix. They do such a great job out there. A lot of fun. Now, in our skies, Southwest Airlines told investors Thursday that the carrier won't offer basic economy like its largest rivals because carving up the cabin would only cause confusion among its customers. They want to keep Southwest the way it is. They already have basic, cheaper economy fares in place, and they're going to keep it that way. So we're going to see what they do with those overhead bins and stuff. I don't know. It's very, very confusing what they have planned. All right. Shortly, we're going to step aside. Diane Williams is here from Diane Williams & Associates, and some of you are saying, well, why is Diane on the show? And I thought this would be an interesting way to talk about how travelers decide to buy in the Coachella Valley. Does tourism do anything to home sales? What is in the future for home sales? Diane Williams knows. We're going to find out all this. So stay with us because you're going to get a lot of great information about what is happening in our Coachella Valley. Is now the time to sell? I don't know. We'll see what Diane Williams has to say. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rose. This segment is brought to you by Angel View Marts. They're all over the Coachella Valley and beyond. They had their big fashion show and luncheon this week. I was out of town, but again, Angel View. Remember, travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff. Well, that goes same for your homes and RVs. So take all your new or gently used items over to Angel View, and your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. For more information or to find your local Angel View Mart, just go to their website, angelview.org. That's angelview.org. Well, joining us in studio, as promised, is Diane Williams from Diane Williams & Associates. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. It was Christmas we last saw each other.
That's correct.
And now it's February, just about.
Almost
February. And I remember last time when we were sitting there chatting, we were talking about all sorts of things, and it popped into my head, it's a little odd to have you on the travel portion of the show. Some people might say, I don't get it, but I've been explaining it for the at the beginning of the show as well, why we're having you on. I want you to come on this segment of the show because tourism, which we are setting records here in the Coachella Valley. I mean, it's great. Tourism, average hotel occupancy up 61%, the best since 2006. Numbers hotel, the cost of rooms are going up. Now the average room is $159. That's up 7.4% from the year before, setting records with tourism. And in my mind, I feel there is a connection with tourists coming into the valley and buying homes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I'm not crazy when I think of that.
No.
All right. So, and Diane Williams, you've been in the business how long? Real estate
14
business?
14 years.
14 years. And your home base is at Indian Ridge Country Club.
And also I have an office on 111 and Cook Street in the New Wells. So I've got two offices.
Two offices. And you are all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's been, last year was a really good year for you.
They repeatedly has been, my business is growing. And it's interesting, so much of the time when I do the quarterly reports and also the annual report, I have to go back and do the research to see if it's just my business growing or what is really truly happening in the Coachella Valley and in specific communities and specific cities.
And with this this spike in tourism, I'm trying to word this so it all makes sense because I don't know the real estate lingo, but when you have people coming to look at homes, are you seeing people from LA? From where are a lot of your home buyers coming from?
Most of them, as we lost the Canadian buyer, always in the past, 60 to 70% of our buyers came from the L.A., Orange County, San Francisco Bay Area market. We still have a lot of people coming from the Northwest states, Oregon, Washington, or whatever. Vancouver still seems, you know, is a good group of people coming in. So the last 3 years in the first quarter, it was pretty static. And just last year in the first quarter, I thought we were going to have another 2009. I thought it was because that was the worst year we had in real estate.
And when you say static, what do you mean?
Just same. It's
just the same.
Just,
okay.
We're just floating along the bottom. And what I found was that, and because everybody was saying, well, the election's coming and the Canadians aren't coming, so we're not getting any sales. Well, what I looked at the sales is we hadn't lost. We were selling the same number of homes in the first quarter, and we had been doing so for the last 3 years. Okay, so I thought, okay, so we're not another 2009, we're just late starters. Mm. Interestingly enough, what took place in many of the communities, not all, because not all country clubs are the same, not all the cities are the same, but what we found is that the last third and fourth quarter showed a really big, big spike in sales.
Oh, really?
Major spike. So the summer was very, very busy. The fall was extremely busy. And when I went back and I looked at it, if you looked at the whole valley from July to November, because I didn't have the December stats, 39% of the homes had sold in those 5 months. But when I looked at certain communities, such as Indian Wells, it was 39%. If I looked at Palm Desert, it was 51%. So there were sales taking place more actively in certain cities and certain communities than in others. And it was really very interesting to see where everything was happening.
When you look at all the numbers here in the Coachella Valley, because, again, we are becoming more and more and more a major tourist destination. And when you think of areas like Las Vegas, Scottsdale, Phoenix area, has the curiosity you've been piqued to go and see what's happening in those areas that are tourist destinations?
Well, typically they're doing very well as well. But and the interesting thing is about 2 weeks ago, I had somebody from Phoenix looking to come here. So, and then Phoenix is doing very well. And I think Las Vegas. And I think the people that go to Las Vegas are doing a lot of it because of the tax advantages.
Okay.
It doesn't mean they're necessarily leaving California, but they are going to Las Vegas. And of course, Phoenix is doing very well. I had a conversation with a gal from Aspen, Colorado, and she wanted me to describe our market. And I said, because when we were at the slower market, and I said, well, here we are. We're a resort. We're a second or third or fourth home. We're an option. We're not a requirement. So the homes and the communities that are very, very, very busy and there are multiple offers and the prices are going and sales are hot, those are in areas where people have to live. That's where their kids go to school. That's where they work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that market will always be fairly strong.
Yeah.
But when you get into a resort market, as long as the buyers don't feel that comfortable with the economy, the market, or whatever, they're going to hold back. And this year, and then interestingly enough, in one of my reports, it talked about tracking the last five elections of presidential.
Yes.
And the 5 months before the presidential election, sales were up. And regardless of the outcome of the election, December, it was a big month. That proved to be the same thing this year.
Mm.
Okay, so it's interesting that now as, you know, the stock market's going up, a lot of things are changing, people are feeling more comfortable, they feel like they're ready to go, and the biggest thing that's extremely important is like Palm Springs prices are about 5.8%, its all-time high in 2006. When you get into Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and that area, we're still around 34% off our all-time high. So it's a good value, good buy. So the interest rates are going to go up, not going to really affect the resort home buyer because they have an option to pay cash.
Are these buyers, are you seeing people buying, are they second homes? Are they vacation rentals? Are they they're thinking of it's retirement for a couple of years down the road. I know you try to find out what they're looking for because it does make a difference on what you're purchasing. And what are you seeing?
Well, first of all, the one group that we're getting to come in are the people that are selling their primary residence elsewhere, retiring and coming mm-hmm. here to find you know, home that this is going to be their full-time residence and they'll travel from here. Baby boomer type generation. Mm-hmm. We have, after 2-year lapse, last year we had the investors coming in. And the investors were buying lots and lots of properties. Some of them didn't make such wise choices for whatever reason, didn't do their homework. But by and large, there's a lot of investors coming back.
And do you think those investors, Desert Trip, had something to do with that, bringing new eyes to the Coachella Valley?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And then the third group of people we have are those people that are still working. And they want to have a vacation home. They don't plan on using it that much because they're still working. Mm-hmm. And it's more of an investment from them, for them. And then they're the ones that will tend to lease out and help carry, you know, for through the year. But those, but we're also having those people, which are basically investors, but they're not interested in renting out the property because it's an investment property. They're buying the home because they at some point intend to use that home farther down the line more often.
So you're in other words, your market is very diverse now. You just don't have a snowbird coming in to buy. You have people from all different sections of life looking for something different for themselves.
Correct.
Tourist destinations such as this, and I bring up Phoenix. We are the show is broadcast in Phoenix as well, mm-hmm. Scottsdale area, and of course we're streaming live all over. People can listen anywhere. When they're coming in, families, originally areas like this and out in Lake Havasu and even Las Vegas and stuff and towards more towards town, areas like this were not considered family-friendly places to buy homes. I really feel that's changed so much in the last 10 years. Are you seeing more and more families now that say, I want to buy a home down here. I have a job down here. I'm working down here.
We're seeing that. I think one of the things that's interesting, too, though you'll see the communities, the cities. I serve on a committee that interviews all the candidates running for city council and or mayorship if there's an election for a mayor in that community. And one of the things that, you know, for example, Indian Wells, the community of Indian Wells, their council wants to look at the IWC Club, the Indian Wells Resort Club, mm-hmm. What they can do to attract families. Okay, what can we do? Because we have golf, but we've got so many other things that are going on. Okay, so, and then if you'll look at some of the marketing that's done by some of the country clubs, they're not just showing a golf course, they're showing the person playing pickleball or the person with a bike or the person with a tennis racket or a lifestyle that's really rather, you know, attractive. And so the whole marketing of the desert has changed because they're trying to attract all different levels, and especially the younger generation.
It's not just golf and tennis. Now we are a huge musical festival destination.
Right.
For all over the world. So we are definitely getting away from just golf, just tennis, and it's all a more balanced lifestyle, mm-hmm. I would think, down mm-hmm. here. Well, Diane, I want you to stay put. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if people are leaving the country after the election, whether they voted yes or no. I don't care who we voted for out there. But that has been a big, you know, a topic. Are people leaving in droves? It doesn't sound like it, but we're going to find out. Of course, President Obama retiring out here. That's a good thing. All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We were having a very animated conversation, the three of us. Diane Williams is with us. Sean Flanagan is on the board in there. Diane Williams and Associates. Of course, all our information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. We were talking about whoever you voted for. We don't care at this point. That's not what we were talking about. And we weren't even talking about who won. That wasn't the point either. What I brought up, Diane, is there were many that said, if the outcome came out to be either or, actually in both cases, because people were upset, we're so divided right now in so many ways, they were leaving. Mm-hmm. They were leaving. They were selling immediately. They were leaving the area. They're leaving California. They're leaving the United States. They're, I don't know where they're going, to space or somewhere, to the moon. I'm not sure. They were all leaving or maybe going to Canada. I don't know. Have you seen anything in the real estate market, either commercial or individual home buyers, that reflects this mindset?
No. And it's interesting what I did. There's an article in the Desert Sun not too long ago where they talked about December sales being down 14.5%. Mm-hmm. And I go, that's not what I'm experiencing. So I went into the computer, into the multiple listing service, and I looked at what happened in December through January 28th, yesterday. And the sales are up 11% in the Coachella Valley in just the last 2 months. And in Palm Springs, up 12%. La Quinta, South La Quinta, where PGA West and all those, mm-hmm. they're up 26%. Palm Desert South, where there's Bighorn and Indian and Ironwood, that's down 21%. But if you look at Palm Desert East, where Indian Ridge, Palm Valley, and the lakes is, they're up 45%.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So and then Indian Ridge, where I live and I do a lot of selling, we are up 233% sales. And now, okay, that's a little warped because last year in December and January, we closed 3 homes. This year it's 10, okay? But that's a big, big change. Mm-hmm. So what we are seeing is that there is an increase in the number of homes sold and the number of people and the number of homes pending. So I think that people are feeling very confident. You have a stock market that's yep. at over 20,000, and people are realizing that they're being very comfortable. And with the interest rates for the resort environment, where it's a second, third, or fourth home, the people basically borrow because money is cheap. If money doesn't stay cheap, what they'll do is they may elect to take out from their portfolio that they have. Mm-hmm. Right now, they don't do it because if they pull the money out, they have to pay taxes on the money they withdraw. Right. So it's easier to loan. When that shifts, they'll start paying more cash. So sometimes you see people buying cash. But no, nobody's fleeing the country because we have another president.
Another president. Do you hear, Diane, folks, you can always go to the website, Diane Williams and Associates, and I'll give you Diane's number just a minute or two, but it is all on the Traveling with Francois website, all the information. Do you hear, does anyone ever come in and say, because President Obama has a home here, I thought I would come look at the area? Or do people come in and give you specific reasons why they're looking? And let's say Palm Desert, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Bermuda Dunes, do you get that?
No.
No. Okay.
No. It's very personal. And mm-hmm. the people are coming and looking for a home specifically that suits their needs. And the desert's kind of interesting because, or at least, many of the people that buy, they don't care if a celebrity's home, I mean, they're not that tied into the celebrity home where mm-hmm. they're, going to pay top dollar, they're going to pay the going rate.
Yeah.
So, for the most part, this is what I'm looking, so my first question to my clients is, What do you want? What do you like to do? Do you like to hike, bike? What do you do? What are you expecting? What do you, and mm-hmm. so that I can identify where they need to be. It's not my job to tell them where they should be.
Right.
It's to hear what they are saying and to find the right place for them to land and enjoy their lifestyle. It's not predicated on political. It's not predicated on too much. What I find is that a lot of the buyers that come in here are so confused because they hear so many different things from so many different people. And much of the information that they're getting is rumor mill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's pretty much, we've gotten so caught up into believing the rumor mill that we don't know the difference between fact and fiction.
And are you saying things like when people say, oh, now's the time to buy or now's the time to sell, those type of rumors? Or because that pretty much leads into my next mm-hmm. question, because when you and I were sitting there chatting that day, you mentioned a couple things. And this is just me saying it, folks. I'm not quoting Diane because I probably have it all messed up anyway. So you are here. You can correct it. But you were saying perhaps for people that kind of thought about selling but don't really want to sell, they ought to hold on to their homes for a couple more years. And then there's folks like Sean who's thinking, well, maybe now I should buy. I know it's a big stretch between the two, but how do you explain that?
Okay. Well, from the buyer's perspective, there's no better time to buy.
Okay.
Interest rates are still low. The prices are still very, very low. I mean, when you think that the Palm Desert, La Quinta, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells are still 34% off their all-time high, they're going to get a good value. So they don't have to worry about overpaying on a house. And so, and then the interest rates aren't going to affect them that much. But there's no better time for them. But the problem with them is they don't have as much time as they think they do because our inventory is down.
Mm.
Okay. For the buyer and or seller, and I've had many conversations with the seller because my job isn't to go in and get their listing. My job is to go in there and tell them what their house more than likely sell for today.
Right.
Okay. And if they say, I don't need to sell today, we are anticipating a 3 to 4% growth every year, but the fact that that we have less inventory this year than we did last year, the interest rates are going up a little bit, and we've got buyers wanting to come to the desert because we are seeing that increase in the buyers. It's up to the seller to determine whether they want, you know, they see what they paid for the home. Mm-hmm. It's up to them to decide whether or not this is a good time. They need to sell today or they can wait for a year or two. That's the conversation I have with my clients is that I'm not there to tell you to list your home today.
Right.
I'm there to tell you what's going to go on so you can make the decision whether to put your home on the market today or wait for a year, wait for 2 years.
All right. And you're talking about availability. You say the availability of homes, the homes on the market is getting smaller?
Yes. Inventory is down.
The choices, I guess, is what,
Inventory is down. Mm-hmm. And where people can get really good value is there are homes that that have, you know, people have owned for a number of years, and they haven't done the upgrades in, let's say, 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Those homes, the prices are much lower because people have to put money into it. And so for the buyer who's willing to put work in and revamp a home and remodel or bring the upgrades up, they can get a great value, okay? But the other sad side of that is for the person who has upgraded their home and put all the upgrades in, the lower price home keeps tugging on the value of the higher.
Ah.
Okay, so we're getting a little bit of a tug, and eventually that will resolve itself. But the person who's looking for really good value and has a good eye and wants to remodel, they can get great value right now.
So I'm thinking, too, then, that the person that it's going to put their home on the market, don't do a complete reno, freshen it up a little bit, maybe paint some walls and do something to give it a little bit fresher look so it doesn't look like it needs to be demolished and let people decide versus going in there and spending $100,000 hoping you're going to make $200,000 on top of that.
That is correct.
That's correct. Now, for folks like Sean who wants to move to Australia, what kind of he wants to be in the outback, I think. I don't know. What kind of a yurt?
Then you go back into the desert sun and read about these little homes that they have out in the desert. It was a great article.
You can move out. So really a fascinating conversation. Again, it's interesting because we are in a tourist destination, but at some point, because we have just about a minute left or so here, some point, though, it really, are you even getting away from feeling this is a tourist destination, that it's just a real estate market now for you in the business?
It's just a real estate market. We're not seasonal, even though a lot of people think we are.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's because we have everything's open. And we still have, if you have 60 to 70% of your people coming from the L.A. market, they're within a 2-2.5 mile, hour drive. They come down during the summer. They come down and use their home and whatever. So we're really now full season, and people are coming down and buying any time of the year.
And I'm hearing that again outside. I'm hearing that in the Phoenix market, Scottsdale, Vegas, that now people, the heat, it's hot all across the United States. So it's it's not just us in the heat. Well, Diane, it was so great having you on the show. Fascinating conversation. We're going to have you back. Tell us more. Just wait a couple months, have you back, and tell us what's been happening to see if anyone's fleed or whether they've stayed. All right. And maybe by then, who knows, Sean will be in a yurt somewhere out in the middle of the desert. I don't know where he's going to be. Super Bowl coming up next weekend. Do you have a pick?
I'd like to see Atlanta win.
Atlanta win, yeah. I haven't even got that. I didn't even know until just the other day who was even playing. That's pretty sad on my part. All right, next weekend is Super Bowl Sunday. We are going to have a fun show. I have some guests coming on in the first hour. In the second hour, we're going to do some sort of Super Bowl pool of some kind. I do it every year. We make a lot of fun out of it. Again, Diane Williams, thanks so much for joining us. Why don't you give your website and phone number for those that just tuned in, are have first-time listeners of the show?
Well, you can go on my website. It's Diane Williams and Associates, allwrittenout.com, and you could search for any country club. You can find any information, resources, entertainment, vendors, whatever you need. And phone number is 760-776-7070.
And again, all that information is on Traveling with Francois. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. Everyone have a great week. We will see you next time right back here next Sunday for more Traveling with Francois. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. We'll see you next time. Bye.